The Eiffel Tower. In the lead-up to a grand world fair known as the Universal Exhibition in 1889, the government decided to construct a colossal iron tower in Paris's Champ de Mars to commemorate the first centenary of the French Revolution. The official French bulletin published a contest to find a grand architectural design. Of the 107 proposals submitted, Gustave Eiffel won first place. His iconic masterpiece consists of 18,000 pieces. Given the difficulty of its construction, a group of experts were called in to participate in the creation of the massive metal viaducts. The protest against the tower of Monsieur Eiffel was one of the many problems that arose during the project. Big names in the world of art and literature, such as Guy de Maupassant, Alexandre Dumas, and François Coppée, saw it as a monstrous and useless metal construction that would ruin the city they so dearly loved. These controversies came to an end once the tower was completed in record time, 2 years, 2 months, and 5 days, measuring 125 meters wide and 300 meters high. The tower was a hit throughout the Universal Exhibition, receiving over 2 million visitors. However, Parisians would lose interest in the years to come, prompting them to consider demolishing it. To avoid this from happening, Gustave Eiffel fought to give the tower a scientific use. It served for a time as an observatory, a radio antenna, and later as a television antenna. In fact, during the First and Second World War, numerous messages were emitted and intercepted through the tower by both sides. One subsequent well-known event was when the famous tailor Franz Reichelt created a parachute based on the design of Leonardo da Vinci and decided to test it by launching himself from the top of the tower in front of a large audience. Unfortunately, the contraption didn't work as planned, and Reichelt plummeted to his death.